Really? Do you have that machine again? Whatever.
I have it. Yeah.
Sign up for Menashe. Okay, maybe I don't know.
I'm happy to just
because for Menashe, it's yeah, but Menashe is there. Chaval that he's not.
It's here.
Will not take me a sugya Menashe. Come, let's give him a. Let me see how much old I've got. Okay, we're on Kuf Chav Dalet. Let's go back to the marshal. Let's go back to the marshal we dealt with a while ago. The Nisui marshal between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom of Kuf Chav Dalet. The Nisui Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael Na'arichin Shnei Shlavim Al Pi Halacha. In the marriage procedure, there's two stages, two levels of Pi Halacha. Harishon Hu Maisa Kiddushin. V'Shlav HaShini Hu Chaya Nisui Na'metchilin B'cheder HaYichud. There's the Kiddushin. Then afterwards, there's the life, married life, which starts in the Cheder Yichud. Shlama Kiddushin Erech Al Yedei Habal, Ha'oises HaKinyin, B'Nesines Tabat, Liyad HaIsha. The Kiddushin takes place by the husband, making a Kinyin, by giving a Tabat, a Shavah Prutta, to the woman. B'Shulchan Aruch Chelech Even HaEzer, Simen Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, Nimsak LaHalocha. Alochem of Fureshes, Gemara. Makadish Adam Kaman Nashim Ka'achas. Terrifying thought, but you can Makadish many women at once. The who she is Shova Pruta Lakolachas Vachas. You just have to give each one a Shova Pruta. The Yechoyla Achas men Lakabala Kiddushin Bishvil Kulam Ladaito. And one, you don't have to give a Shova Pruta to each one, you can give all the Shova Pruta to one. And she can makabel the shava pruta for all of them. So you can makadish many women at once. Rabbi Alocha, isha achas yochel lekabel et tabat v'kulam, and one woman can accept the shava pruta on behalf of everyone.
You're gonna give one ring? Huh? You one ring? That's
as long as there's enough shava prutas in there for everybody. Yeah, there's to be. If there's 10 women, there have to be 10 Shabbat Brutas. In whatever you give them, it's not Shlichas. I don't know where. Okay. You want to learn? Give me a Shulchan Aruch. We'll learn. Go back to the Gemara. We'll learn the Suga. I don't know if that's what we're doing now, but if that's what you want to do. Now I'm ecstatic to have it. You guys are mamish. That's good. You're learning properly. Well, unfortunately, the one is there. Luma Zois, Shlava Yichud. The second stage of marriage, which is the Cheder Yichud, but definition is very different. Etzem Hagdoras HaYichud, Umayis HaYichud, Uyayis HaYisha Mityachedes Im Baila, Oifin Shelo Yimotza Sham Zar Itam. Yichud means I'm yet alone with her and there's no one else in the room. You can't do the Cheder Yichud with three people at the same time, because that's not a Cheder Yichud. Cheder Yichud means her and me alone, door locked, finished, no one comes in. Hayimotzes Adam Noisef v'mokum soteres es amaisa hayichud m'mtelesis. If there was somebody else in the room during the cheder yichud, so then it wasn't a cheder yichud. That the whole nisuin hasn't started yet. Back to square one. Gotta throw him out and start again. So you can makadish many people at once, many women at once, but nisuin can only happen one at a time, because that's the definition of yichud, no? Yichud means me and you alone. If there's two people in the room, that's not called Yichud, the male. But my mother has seen a Kodesh Bohu Kaddish as Yisrael Ali Day Moshe Rabbein. As we mentioned earlier, these steps of Matan Torah, our relationship with Hashem, parallels the stages of marriage. At Har Sinai, a Kodesh Bohu is Makaddish Klal Yisrael by a Moshe Rabbein. Kedushin Eilu Hoili Bebasachas the Kolam Yisrael. There was a Kinyan for called Klal Yisrael. That's the Kiddushin. So where's the Nisuin? Lumazais, It's a yichud ben Yisrael avin b'shamayim tzarich l'kayim klapei kol echad ba'eifen nifrad. The chayde yichud between me and avim shebashamayim that has to take place with each individual Jew alone. Kol echad miklal yisrael b'malach yamei chay al ha'aretz yichud b'tzarich l'tzuch keshem ha'kodesh b'oruch. Every yid during the course of his life has to reach out and create some kind of a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch. His kesher, not someone else's kesher, his kesher. And the kesher is chazak v'am, it's dugmat kesher ha-yichud. And this kesher has to be mamash like a yichud, like a chayde yichud, very, very strong. Yichud ze mashmoy sehi lichyoytim ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu levad, to be yichud. Levad. I live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Levad, Chayde Yichud, no one else in the room. You see that practically a bit problematic. A lot of people in the room, right? We're dealing with a lot of different people. So you have to see how we do that, what this means. You see what this means. I call you the immortal, it matek me kol asoy bevoise, litrachek me hev lai olam hazeh, ulifnais ach varach, le Kodesh Baruch Hu, Levadoy. Person has to manatek himself from all the stuff that's going on in the world, all the hevlei oilam hazeh, hevel avoli of the world, and turn only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadoy. The Rambam says this is foolish. That's what it is. In marriage, it's also like that. In marriage, you have to take yourself from every other relationship that you possibly have out there and enter into a relationship with one woman. The same as marriage. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be exclusive. You can't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you have something on the side. Because that seises the yichud between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Marriage can't start without a chayde yichud. You can't have a girlfriend on the side even after the chayde yichud. Excuse my language. It seises the marriage. Because marriage means exclusive. Halakhah, you can have two wives,
yeah,
and each one has to be exclusive. Okay, that's why we can't do it anymore. We don't understand it. That's why we can't do it anymore. If you could, one second, if you could still do it, if you were still allowed to do it, it would be because you would know how to do it. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to be married to two people, and each one is an exclusive relationship, and each one feels that she's the only one. Yaakovinu struggled with it.
Right.
It wasn't possible. So we don't know how to do that. If we knew how to do it, we wouldn't have this question. Kodesh Baruch Hu would have a chayde yichud with me and you and you and you. Instead of, I can't have a chayde yichud with Hashem and somebody else in the room. Klaima. Let's take this further. New news. The etzem oisa metzias mizgova shebo knesis el kula mugderes kiviyochol eishas ish ayyehudi. Sorry, eishas ish. In that reality, a very elevated world. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael is defined as being Eishes Ish. Hayudia Poshet VeYosef and Moshe Rabbeinu Shovim. The most simple Jew and Moshe Rabbeinu are Shovim, equal. What does that mean? Shneim Kiblu Kiviyachol Kiddushim Yashem Yisbara. Moshe Rabbeinu and me got a Kiddushim from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't get yourself out of this relationship ever. A Jew, even though he sins, he stays a Jew. You can't get out of it. You were born to a Jewish mother or you were Magaya. That's it. You're done. There's no escape. Eichas chayinu suin hamitimidin hamitnachlim b'cheide ha'yichud v'mamshichim l'kol ha'chayim. This relationship that began in the Chayde Yichud and continues for all of your life, yesh bem yachas mishtanem yudi l'rayu. Kishen she'eichus ha'chayim b'chayinu sin tolu boi medes b'nei monas ha'isha l'abayla. In some ways, a normal Jewish marriage is dependent on the faithfulness of the woman to the husband. At kamei muchana levate mishala avuroi, to the extent that she's prepared a mevate for herself, for him. Akol she'enei atlu rizbo v'ach rach bo. as long as she's only facing him and no one else, not like the moon. Then their unification, their unity is much stronger and much more better quality. To the extent that we become more exclusive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more faithful to him. That's what we want to be. We want to be the Isha Kshayra HaOyser Ratzon Bailo. That's all. Kach yidgaloi, yigdaloi, hayichud, vayichud, hayichud. So then the yichud will grow between us. To be more and more focusing on my relationship with Hashem and then attacking more and more from the other hevolim of the world. And of course, you do that all in one go, yeah? Correct? It's all or nothing, correct? No, it's not, because you've forgotten that you've forgotten how we go about doing this. Real ideal process. It takes away the knot in your stomach. It'll get in one day. It'll sink in, I promise you. One day it'll get in. We're describing the goal, the ideal. That's why I said you jump into this, you do this one at once. You cut off everything you have. And you shouldn't say to Tehillim Beholder, you know what you look like after a week? I'll arrange the appointment with your psychiatrist. That's not how we do things. Real, ideal process. We're discussing an ideal here.
You're saying that you have an exclusive relationship with Hashem and yet deal with people all day long?
I don't deal with anybody because there is nothing in the world other than Hashem, including you. Hakol b'day shemayim, hakol b'day shemayim, chutz mir shemayim. Ein oed mil vadoi. What does that mean? That doesn't really mean that. It's just whatever. That's for the Kabbalists. That's not for me. Ein oed mil means there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. We said that a million times. If Hashem created the world, yesh mi'ayin, then there's nothing in the world that's not the rotzon Hashem. If something exists in the world now, it's because Hashem's willing it into existence. And that's Hashem. So there is nothing other than Hashem. Let me just switch off the recording and I'll tell you, I'm worried to come myself.